The Ring and the Book by Robert Browning. Book 10, Part 3. First of the first, such I pronounce Pompilia, then as now, perfect in whiteness. Stoop thou down, my child. Give one good moment to the poor old Pope, heartsick at having all his world to blame. Let me look at thee in the flesh as erst. Let me enjoy the old clean linen garb, not the new splendid vesture. Armed and crowned would Michael yonder be, nor crowned nor armed the less preeminent angel? Everywhere I see in the world the intellect of man, that sword, the energy of his subtle spear, the knowledge which defends him like a shield. Everywhere. But they make not up, I think, the marvel of a soul like thine, earth's flower, she holds up to the softened gaze of God. It was not given Pompilia to know much, speak much, to write a book, to move mankind, be memorized by who records my time. Yet if in purity and patience, if in faith held fast despite the plucking fiend, safe like the signet stone with the new name that saints are known by, if in right returned for wrong, most pardon for worst injury, if there be any virtue, any praise, then will this woman-child have proved, who knows, just the one prize vouchsafed unworthy me. 7 years a gardener of the untoward ground I till, this earth, my sweat and blood manure, all the long day that barrenly grows dusk. At least one blossom makes me proud at eve, born mid the briars of my enclosure. Still, oh, here as elsewhere, nothingness of man. Those be the plants embedded yonder south, to mellow by the morning. Those made fat by the master's eye, that yield such timid leaf, uncertain bud, as product of his pains. While, see how this mere chance sown, cleft-nursed seed, that sprang up by the wayside neath the foot of the enemy, this breaks all into blaze, spreads itself one wide glory of desire to incorporate the whole great sun it loves from the inch height whence it looks and longs. My flower, my rose, I gather for the breast of God. This I praise most in thee, where all I praise, that having been obedient to the end, according to the light allotted, law prescribed thy life, still tried, still standing test, dutiful to the foolish parents first, submissive next to the bad husband, nay, tolerant of those meaner miserable that did his hests, eked out the dole of pain. Thou, patient thus, couldst rise from law to law, the old to the new, promoted at one cry of the trump of God to the new service, not to longer bear, but henceforth fight, be found sublime in new impatience with the foe. Endure man and obey God, plant firm foot on neck of man, tread man into the hell meet for him, and obey God all the more. O child, that didst despise thy life so much, when it seemed only thine to keep or lose, how the fine ear felt fall the first low word, value life and preserve life for my sake. Thou didst, how shall I say, receive so long the standing ordinance of God on earth. What wonder if the novel claim had clashed with old requirement, seemed to supersede too much the customary law? But brave, thou at first prompting of what I call God and fools call nature, didst hear, comprehend, accept the obligation laid on thee, mother elect, to save the unborn child, as brute and bird do, reptile and the fly. Ay, and I nothing doubt, even tree, shrub, plant, and flower of the field, all in a common pact, to worthily defend the trust of trusts, life from the ever-living. Didst resist, anticipate the office that is mine, and with his own sword stay the upraised arm, the endeavor of the wicked, and defend him who, again in my default, was there for visible providence. One less true than thou to touch in the past, less practiced in the right, approved less far in all docility to all instruction. How had such a one made scruple? Is this motion a decree? It was authentic to the experienced ear of the good and faithful servant. Go past me, and get thy praise, and be not far to seek presently when I follow, if I may. And surely, not so very much apart need I place thee, my warrior priest, in whom, what if I gain the other rose, the gold we graved to imitate God's miracle, greet monarchs with, good rose in its degree? Irregular noble scapegrace, son the same. Faulty, and peradventure ours the fault, who still misteach, mislead, throw hook and line, thinking to land Leviathan forsooth, tame the scaled neck, play with him as a bird, and bind him for our maidens. Better bear the king of pride go wantoning a while, unplagued by cord and nose and thorn and jaw, through deep to deep, followed by all that shine, churning the blackness hoary. He who made the comely terror, he shall make the sword to match that piece of neither stone, his heart. Ay, nor miss praise thereby. Who else shut fire in the stone to leap from mouth at sword's first stroke? In lamps of love and faith, the chivalry that dares the right and disregards alike the yea and nay of the world, self-sacrifice. What if an idol took it? Ask the church why she was wont to turn each Venus here. Poor Rome perversely lingered round, despite instruction, for the sake of purblind love, into Madonna's shape, and waste no wit of aught so rare on earth as gratitude. All this sweet savour was not ours, but thine, Nard of the Rock, a natural wealth we name incense, and treasure up as food for saints when flung to us, whose function was to give, not find, the costly perfume. Do I smile? Nay, Caponsacchi, much I find amiss, blameworthy, punishable in this freak of thine, this youth prolonged, though age was ripe, this masquerade in sober day, with change of motley too, now hypocrite's disguise, now fool's costume. Which lie was least like truth? Which the ungainlier, more discordant garb, with that symmetric soul inside my son, the churchman's or the worldling's? Let him judge, our adversary who enjoys the task. I rather chronicle the healthy rage. When the first moan broke from the martyr maid at that uncaging of the beasts, made bare my athlete on the instant, gave such good, great, undisguised leap over post and pale, right into the mid-cirque, free fighting place. There may have been rash stripping. Every rag went to the winds, infringement manifold of law's prescribed pudicity, I fear, in this impulsive and prompt self-display. Ever such tax comes of the foolish youth. Men mulct the wiser manhood, and suspect no veritable star swims out of cloud. Bear thou such imputation. Undergo the penalty I no wise dare relax, conventional chastisement and rebuke. But for the outcome, the brave starry birth, conciliating earth with all that cloud, thank heaven as I do. Ay, such championship of God at first blush, such prompt cheery thud of glove on ground that answers ringingly the challenge of the false knight. Watch we long, and wait we vainly for its gallant like, from those appointed to the service, sworn his bodyguard with pay and privilege. White sinked, because in white walks sanctity, red-socked, How else proclaim fine scorn of flesh, uncharyness of blood, when blood faith begs? Where are the men-at-arms with cross on coat? Aloof, bewraying their attire, whilst thou, in mask and motley, pledged to dance, not fight, sprang'st forth the hero. In thought, word, and deed, how throughout all thy warfare thou wast pure, I find it easy to believe. And if, at any fateful moment of the strange adventure, the strong passion of that strait, fear and surprise may have revealed too much, as when a thunderous midnight with black air that burns, raindrops that blister, breaks a spell, draws out the excessive virtue of some sheathed, shut, unsuspected flower that hoards and hides immensity of sweetness, so, perchance, might the surprise and fear release too much the perfect beauty of the body and soul thou savest in thy passion for God's sake, he who is pity. Was the trial sore? Temptation sharp? Thank God a second time! Why comes temptation but for man to meet and master and make crouch beneath his foot, and so be pedestaled in triumph? Pray, lead us into no such temptations, Lord. Yea, but, O thou whose servants are the bold, lead such temptations by the head and hair, reluctant dragons, up to who dares fight, so that so he may do battle and have praise. Do I not see the praise? That while thy mates, bound to deserve in the matter, prove at need, unprofitable through the very pains we gave to train them well and start them fair, are found too stiff with standing ranked and ranged for onset in good earnest, too obtuse of ear through iteration of command, for catching quick the sense of the real cry, thou, whose sword hand was used to strike the lute, whose sentry station graced some wanton's gate. Thou didst push forward and show mettle, shame the laggards, and retrieve the day. Well done. Be glad thou hast let light into the world through that irregular breach of the boundary. See, the same upon thy path, and marched assured, learning anew the use of soldiership, self-abnegation, freedom from all fear, loyalty to the life's end. Ruminate, deserve the initiatory spasm. Once more, work, be unhappy, but bear life, my son. And troop you somewhere twixt the best and worst, where crowd the indifferent product, all too poor, makeshift starved samples of humanity. Father and mother, huddle there and hide. A gracious eye may find you. Foul and fair, sadly mixed natures, self-indulgent yet self-sacrificing too. How the love soars! How the craft, avarice, vanity, and spite sink again! So they keep the middle course, slide into silly crime at unaware, slip back upon the stupid virtue, stay nowhere enough for being classed, I hope and fear. Except the swift and rueful death, taught somewhat sternlier than is wont, what waits the ambiguous creature, how the one black tuft steadies the aim of the arrow just as well as the wide faultless white on the bird's breast. Nay, you were punished in the very part that looked most pure of speck. 'Twas honest love betrayed you, did love seem most worthy pains. Challenge such purging, since ordained survive, when all the rest of you was done with? Go. Never again elude the course of tints. White shall not neutralize the black, nor good compensate bad in man, absolve him so. Life's business being just the terrible choice. So do I see. Pronounce on all and some, grouped for my judgment now. Profess no doubt while I pronounce. Dark, difficult enough, the human sphere, yet eyes grow sharp by use. I find the truth dispart the shine from shade, as a mere man may, with no special touch of the lynx gift in each ordinary orb. Nay, if the popular notion class me right, out of well-nigh decayed intelligence. What of that? Through hard labor and goodwill, and habitude that gives a blind man sight, at the practiced finger-ends of him I do discern, and dare decree in consequence, whatever proved the peril of mistake.